Always fun to talk with the folks from Talk Radio News. They work tirelessly around the clock. That's what it's like when you cover Washington, D.C. Victoria Jones joins us now. Isn't that the truth, Victoria? It never stops. It's like when I covered baseball. One of the players, a guy named Will Clark, told me one time when I had worked all these late, they had all these late inning games and whatever, and he could tell I was tired, and he said, listen, there's no clock in baseball. There's no clock in politics either, is there?
It's absolutely true. There is no clock. It just keeps going and going and going. It's like Vegas.
It's like, yeah, that's a good analogy. It's like Vegas. Hey, speaking of that, this is one that just keeps going and going. The whole Romney thing where he's been videotaped. Now more is coming out about things that he said in Boca Raton in this private fundraising thing. And everybody's buzzing about it. This has a lot of life. It probably goes all the way through the week. What are they saying in Washington now?
Well, really talking about it nonstop, particularly since now the entire video has been released. But there's a furious attempt by, I don't know whether it's the Romney campaign or somebody, to change the conversation, because a 1998 appearance by Obama at Loyola University has now appeared on YouTube, in which he says that he's in favor of wealth redistribution. So that is an attempt to change the conversation and to show some kind of parity between a 15-year-old appearance by Obama and an appearance 3 months of a brief appearance and 3 months ago by Romney. So, but I don't think that's going to work this time. I just don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, they're going to be hard pressed to try to wash that away for sure. We talked about it a lot on America Tonight, our previous show, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it the rest of the week. The other big news, of course, voter ID has been a heavy subplot this time around, with 49 days to go till the election. And in Pennsylvania, a ruling came down. What happened there?
Well, this is interesting. The Supreme Court made a decision today, and it returned the case of they really have probably one of the strictest voter ID laws in the country. They returned the case to a lower court, asking it to rule on whether the state can provide voter IDs to all eligible voters by Election Day. And what the Commonwealth Court has to do is, if it cannot prove that no voters will be disenfranchised, that then the court must place a preliminary injunction on the law until after the election, and it must file its decision by October the 2nd. So basically, it's got to show that nobody is going to be disenfranchised by this, and because previously it said, no, this new voter ID is fine. It's not going to be inconvenient for people. Well, it's going to have to basically prove that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the voter ID thing and I could be wrong, but I think after the election, it's going to bubble up again. This is part of the deck of playing cards now, and I don't believe that this goes away. I don't think this is a one-time show by any stretch of the imagination. Do you think so?
No, I don't think so. I think this is ongoing, because I think there are going to be attempts to make this stricter in more states, and I think that there's going to be even more pushback.
Yeah. How about this? You and I were kicking around before we went on the air, and the Chicago teachers, lo and behold, they're going back to work. I think Rahm Emanuel was feeling the pressure as the mayor of that city. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think he was feeling the pressure, but he seemed willing to stick this one out. Apparently, he was absolutely resolute. This was an issue he felt really strongly about, longer school days and more school days and teacher evaluations and tying, teacher evaluations to student scores and things like this. And he was absolutely resolved, and he'd been really strongly saying that he had received no pressure from the White House and that no pressure would work with regard to ending the strike. And he didn't care how this was playing with the unions either.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a big surprise there. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
It's the tape that just has 9 lives, and it's not going to go away anytime soon, as we were discussing there. Paul Ryan made some comments about it today. Obama took advantage of it, and Mitt Romney, as he traveled through Dallas, decided that he would shift away from the tape as much as he could. However, it's easier said than done. There are a lot of questions as to how this tape was made, how it went public, Mother Jones got a hold of it. It does make you think, somebody was there taping it, and what a choice time to cough up the tape. But, hey, everything's fair in love, war, and politics. He said it. He's owning that he said it. He's not trying to say that he didn't say what he said in Boca Raton. But how much damage will it ultimately do? This is day 2 of a discussion on words and damaging your chances. New polls are out. And in the polls that I just looked at, there's a 5-point difference between Obama and Romney. Any guesses as to who is on the upper end of that 5 points? If you were thinking Obama, yep, ding, 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 that's who it is. All right, so here's the scoop on the Romney tape. This fundraiser, because a lot of you have sent me emails about this, what's the deal? Where did it come from? Happened on May 17th. It was a private deal, small deal, $50,000 a plate. And during the Q&A, he was asked how he was going to convince voters that they need to take care of themselves instead of relying, leading, right, on the government. And in one of those moments, off the cuff, shoot from the hip, where you got high-paying donors, $50,000 a plate, paying a lot of money to hear what they want to hear from Mitt Romney, he said that half of the American voters are going to vote for Obama, no matter what. But he went on further. That was probably the problem. He could have stopped there and not done as much damage. But he didn't back away, and you can't go back and take those moments back. I don't think he believed that it was going to end up coming out. This is May when it happened. All of a sudden, this leaks out after the conventions in September. But I'll say it again. Hey, baby, you said it. All is fair in love and war. So he says there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent on government, who believe they are victims, who believe that the government has the responsibility to care for them, who believe they're entitled to health care, food, and housing. And there were some other things that he said, too. And we're going to let you hear another side of that on foreign affairs. I'm going to call it foreign affairs, but Palestinians is what he talked about in the two-state solution. But we'll save that coming up for the next segment on ATN. In trying to change the subject during the day, it wasn't working for some of the other people connected to Romney, like Paul Ryan, who just flat out said when he was asked again and again and again, because this is the story that's not going to go away, Ryan said, look, he was obviously inarticulate in what he said. He did an interview in Reno, Nevada, and he said, you know, he's defending what he said, and he said they weren't elegantly stated, and I agree. He was obviously inarticulate in making the point. But the point is that Republicans are saying under the Obama economy, government dependency is up, 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 and economic stagnation is up, up, up. Oh, we're going to keep playing. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Bit. If you think Clint Eastwood is light these days after the whole chair thing at the Republican National Convention, but he had a big birthday, so we're going to talk about a couple of things with Stephen Shohat, our man in Hollywood. You know, speaking of Hollywood, it was very Hollywood when Jay-Z decided to throw a big party for the Prez and, you know, fundraiser, pretty much. So now the Democrats are starting to see that their coffers are swelling, and some of that is due to the famous people who are pumping, stumping, and holding fundraisers for Obama in this push with 48 days left before November 6th. And supposedly it was jam-packed, a who's who of Hollywood folks, business people, and just supporters of Obama's. The Romney timing is interesting, and I said this at the top, that all of a sudden, you know, this happened back in May, it comes out now. I mean, like I said, politics, 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 but the timing, you know, couldn't be worse for this to happen, whether it ends up costing Romney votes in the end or not. It just becomes a distraction, if nothing else, from what his message is and what he's trying to really drive home just a short time before people end up voting. Because do we have a crystal ball where we know exactly what's going to happen? The answer is no. If we did, if we could do the math and we knew exactly what it was, then we wouldn't have talk shows. If all of us knew the answer to the question, Why would we even bother? And why would they even bother? So the problem is, like I said, the timing. And how did this all drop out? How did this drop out of the sky? Which is the question that, you know, still a lot of people are asking. So was it a waiter who shot this? Was it somebody who wasn't happy that paid, that got into the fundraiser? $50,000 is a lot of money, but certainly some of those magazines could pay that fee. You could get in, you could go in as whoever you wanted to go in, and you could shoot, you know, with your cell phone camera, you could shoot what he was saying and just pick up the whole thing. But, and not knowing that what the question was going to be, that's what I think is a little weird. The tape goes public. Could it be that in the question, I'm being pretty cynical here, but if I were a cynical person, the thing to do would be, sure, why not? You know that controversy sells. You pay the $50,000 to get in, and then when you're in there, you ask, you're banking on this, but you ask the question where you think, and you don't even know that you're going to get that answer. So you'd really have to be relying on a few key things to happen. And then you ask the right question. So this all started when this was posted on the website of Mother Jones, which is a liberal magazine. We've actually had some people on from Mother Jones. It was posted on Monday, and right away the defense started of that. So could it be that there was a setup with the question, or no, that I'm thinking this out too much? You know, because in mid-August, the Mother Jones reporter, David Korn, was ultimately connected to the source, the person who Korn says videotaped Romney and posted it online. But they won't say who the source is. They just verify, hey, it's legitimate, then they posted it on Mother Jones. So how did this all get together? You know who the middleman was, which is interesting. James Carter IV, who is the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter. So Korn says Carter did some research for him in the past on a bunch of different things. And he's a political junkie, so he arranged this whole thing to happen. He was on one of the CNN shows, and I watched a little snippet of it, and he said he'd been doing this for a long time. It's fun that this is, he loves doing this. He loves hooking things up. So he really hooked up Mother Jones, without a doubt. The fundraiser who actually hosted the event is Mark Leader, and this was in Boca Raton, which is the Sunlight Foundation. It's a campaign finance watchdog group, and they focus on fundraisers. They give hundreds of thousands of dollars to candidates, actually from both parties. So how interesting is that? Who's the person, you know, who is the source? Who is the person that shot it? Was it just somebody who was a waiter? Was it somebody? It had to be somebody that was trying to do a gotcha thing. I can't believe it was just an accidental. I tripped on this, but maybe, you know, maybe I'm overthinking it. Romney clearly was shooting from the hip, without a doubt, talking about a couple of different things, including, you know, besides the people that are dependent on the government. He's also talking about foreign affairs. Take a listen to Romney here.
The president's foreign policy, in my opinion, is formed in part by a perception he has that his magnetism and his charm and his persuasiveness is so compelling that he can sit down with people like Putin and Chavez and Ahmadinejad, and they'll find we're such wonderful people that they'll go along with us. And they'll stop doing bad things. And it's an extraordinarily naive perception.
Yeah, so, you know, you can hear the clinking of the glasses in the background, but clearly the person knew what they were getting. So they just kept the whole thing rolling. So he gets nailed on two accounts. He gets nailed on the thing about the government, and not necessarily nailed in the way it came out. Because I think he was saying what he thought, and he was talking to that particular group. Same thing with the Palestinians, what he said there. You know, he's not taking it back, and I don't think he would take it back. But ultimately, how does it play you know, to mainstream America? How does it play to people who might be undecided? They're not psyched about Obama, but they're kind of lukewarm about Romney. Does this push them over the edge to say, oh, this guy, he just can't relate. He is so 1% that I don't know that I want him to be president. I don't want the guy that's there, and I don't want this guy to be it. So be it. I'm not going to go and vote. I just feel like I can't vote. And so ultimately, what is the trick to all of this? The tape comes out, and he explains when he's asked over and over and over again about this hidden camera in the video, telling donors that half of Americans back Obama because they rely on government support, and then talking about the Palestinian situation. So I guess the lesson learned here is, just like Kate Middleton will say, she was probably 2 miles from a camera lens in France when they got the nude photos of her, that you wouldn't believe how close they can get to you when you think they're not even there doing it. And now there's always a chance, always, always a chance that you could be caught somewhere, somehow, even off the cuff and being misunderstood with what you're saying, if that's the case. I mean, look, the bottom line is he thinks that too many people rely on the government. He thinks the number's very high, and he's not backing away from that. And we obviously know where he stands on the two-state situation with the Palestinians. So a CNN ORC poll just done shows Obama, and this was right after the convention, right, with a 52-46 lead over Romney after they were tied at 48 in the same poll just a week before. A Washington Post poll released on Tuesday showed Obama continuing to lead Romney in Virginia. That's a huge battleground state. Everybody's looking to see what's going to happen in the big ones where you have a lot of electoral votes, because 270 is the magic number. That's what the Prez would need. Romney has to absolutely, to use a baseball term, hit a grand slam. He needs a bunch of big states. He needs at least 4 heavy hitters. 2 big states that maybe normally would go Democratic or have gone for Obama in the past, and he would have to add up a whole bunch of others as well, because it's about the math in the end. That's how we elect presidents. It's not about the popular vote. There's a big misconception out there. This is the way it's done, and it's almost like everybody's handpicked anyway, if you think about the process. Maybe that changes. Maybe we get that third-party person who somehow starts to rise in the polls. I don't think it'll happen this time around, but I bet you the next election is going to be a whole different ball game. Stephen Shohat on the West Coast next with us here on America Tonight.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
How much is too much? Joining us from Hollywood is Stephen Shohat. He comes on each and every week. We kick it around. Love it. He's a great storyteller, and he's the author of the book Hollywood Story, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. So Clint Eastwood, it continues to make headlines for his speech at the Republican convention, believe it or not. A lot of comedians are still busting his chops about it, especially. But, you know, he's the guy who's got the hardware, the movie cred, the directing cred, an incredible career in a movie that's coming out. So will that speech ultimately affect it? Hey, Stephen, that's the first question. What do you think? Does this help tank Clint Eastwood because of the chair speech, or no, you don't think it does any damage?
Now, for me, I'm going to go see it. I mean, it looks like a really good movie to me. I mean, he's just, it's like going to see a true legend now. So, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see. I mean, it might reinforce some and turn off others, but I'm just going by the clips. I hope most people go by clips and don't let their political interest or political leanings influence it too much. Although I have to admit there are certain people I don't want to see sometimes. So, I guess it could go either way.
So it can affect you. I mean, this guy...
Yeah, it can. I got to admit. I was certain people... You know, there are certain things in movies that just really bug me. I mean, I'll never forget. I'm a real conservative Republican. I'm not really enamored with Mitt Romney, but I'll never forget that, when they made the movie The Bad News Bears a couple years ago, the remake, I went and saw it. I thought, nice summer movie, forget my troubles. And in the middle of the movie, this kid was putting ketchup on a hot dog. And this other kid says, my dad says the only people who put ketchup on hot dogs are morons or people from Texas. And I mean, it was just, so obvious that they were slamming President Bush, and
yeah.
It was just so annoying.
Yeah.
So, things like that will make me think twice about going to see another movie with maybe the same director or the same cast and crew.
You know, and talking about political slants, Jane Fonda, you know, the whole Hanoi Jane thing, she's never been able to shake that ever since that happened. And she's playing Nancy Reagan. And let me tell you, I saw somebody sent me some of the photos of that. She looks dead on Nancy Reagan-ish, but you got to think that there's something strange about Jane Fonda playing Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, I would assume that it would be a negative portrayal. Now, I do have to say, when The West Wing was on, Alan Alda played a Republican who was a little bit pro-choice, but other than that, he was pretty darn conservative with the cutting taxes, cutting the spending, and they never did anything negative with that character. I mean, he played it straight, and he played it with sincerity, and he actually did a debate, a live debate with the Jimmy Smits character, who was playing the Democrat, who in a twist was actually pro-life. But Alan Alda did not look to skewer Republicans when he was playing that part, and it was very, very interesting what they presented with that. In fact, they were going to have, on The West Wing, they were going to have the Alan Alda character win the presidency, and then one of the actors on the show died, John Spencer, and John Wells felt that the audience couldn't handle a Republican victory, so Jimmy Smits ended up prevailing.
Yeah, I remember. I love The West Wing. I used to watch that all the time. Yeah,
The Alan Alda character was really presented with dignity. I mean, it wasn't that. Now the James Brolin character, who was also a Republican, I mean, he seemed kind of ridiculous, but the Alan Alda character, they really didn't do anything bad with it. It wasn't a shot at all. And Alan Alda, on MASH at that time was probably as liberal as you can get. So, I mean, it was very interesting to see him play that role. But I would imagine, although Nancy Reagan, not as right-wing as her husband, I would imagine Jane Fonda's portrayal might not be flattering.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same thing that you are. I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling about that. Hey, somebody else who would have been 64 today, a guy that... Oh, I thought he was so funny, and I bet he would have done some wicked things if he had lived longer. But John Ritter's birthday was today, and as I said, he would have been 64 years old. Did you like Ritter's comedy?
I used to really like it. I loved Three's Company. And also, I'll tell you, he did the one episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
yep,
where he played a robot, a homicidal robot. And Joss Whedon, the creator of that show, and of course the director of The Avengers, kept sending him notes saying, John, you're too creepy, you're too scary. And that role showed that he could do something totally different from the nice guy Jack Tripper character that he played on Three's Company. So yeah, he was definitely a versatile guy, and I think, except for a really young guy like Heath Ledger or somebody like that, I think John Ritter dying was the most shocking out of nowhere death that I can ever remember in the history of Hollywood. It was so, I mean, like I said, it just hit you out of the blue. And he was generally just a beloved guy. I mean, everybody loved working with him. I mean, obviously they had tensions on Three's Company, but Suzanne Somers and Joyce DeWitt, who didn't speak to each other for about 30 years and recently made up, never had anything but positive stuff to say about John Ritter.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. He has a son named Jason, who if you look, if you just, people listening, if you just were to Google it or go to Wikipedia or whatever, boy, he looks so much like his father. He has that same smile and that same look. And he's been in a couple of different series, and he was in, like, the NBC television series, The Event, and he plays a role in Parenthood and that kind of stuff. And I don't know, there's something about seeing him that you're, and this sounds strange, but there's something about rooting for him, I guess because of the reasons you said, that it was such a shock, the whole John Ritter thing was such a surprise, that he was young when his father, he's still relatively young when his father died, so the fact that he's doing well, I think is kind of nice.
Really doing well. He's got two movies in post-production, IMI and Teddy Bears, and of course he's been on Parenthood and just really doing great. And the thing about John Ritter was, I mean, his energy level was just so incredible that was another reason why I think people were shocked at, you know, in 2003 when he suddenly had this heart complication and just passed away out of the blue. But I think that audiences just really like John Ritter. I mean when he was on that episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, at the time they got their highest ratings that they ever had, and I mean that show was on for 7 years, and some of the actors, when they were talking about what was their favorite moment on the show, like Allison Hannigan, who played Willow, who's now on How I Met Your Mother, said when John Ritter was on the show and we got to hang out in his trailer, and so he definitely had an impact in the industry. And Suzanne Somers came into Three's company saying that she knew absolutely nothing, and she learned everything about comedy from John Ritter. I mean the physical aspects, and she called him the greatest physical comedian of her generation. I mean, sandwiched sort of in between Jerry Lewis, say, and Jim Carrey.
Yeah. It was always, it's always fun to have you on the show and kick it around. You never know what direction we're going in. Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Again, anecdotes, that's 5 cups of coffee. Stephen Showhead, as always, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. You know, talking about Clint Eastwood and looking at Eastwood's career, I was trying to think the other day, what's the first Clint Eastwood movie that I ever saw? And I bet it I watched that Fistful of Dollars with my grandfather. I'm almost positive that's the first Eastwood flick. And if there ever was a good one to start with Eastwood, it had to be one of the westerns for sure. And then also, of course, he went on to the Dirty Harry stuff, which I love Dirty Harry. I got all the Dirty Harry movies. I've seen them a bunch of times. I could almost quote you some of the biggest lines from that movie. Coming up on the flip side, how far would you go to end an affair? And the Gallup polls are out. What does it show for Mitt Romney versus Obama? The comments that we were talking about in the beginning of the show, do they really take that much of a bite out of Romney's chances with independents and, let's say, perhaps the undecideds? We'll take a closer look at that as well. And the Chicago teacher strike is over. Boy, that's not the word on the street that we were hearing. It looked like this was going to drag out longer. So, you know, some are theorizing that this is also a way to prop up the Dems, Rahm Emanuel, of course, the mayor of Chicago. But now that it's over, what ultimately do the teachers get? A lot of you sent me emails about the teachers wrapping it up, and does it mean they're going to make more money? One guy sent me this, Little Al says, hey, Kate, does this mean that they're going to get a 20% pay increase? For goodness sake, they almost make $100,000 now. Not quite 70-something, but not quite $100,000. Hang with us.
I-
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Feel it. But today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
So it's shaking around the land. The Chicago teachers are returning back to work. If you have Apple shares, they're over $700 a share. And there's a man having an affair who decides, I gotta go deep. How deep did he have to go? Faked his death and hid out on a submarine. Oh, the depths to what some people will do to get away from their situation. That's really chickening out. That is weak to try to do that. Ultimately getting caught, and then everybody's upset. You got no woman, no wife, no mistress, no nothing. And you got a lot of explaining to do. Explaining is the name of the game, in a sense, for Mitt Romney. Obama has been in this situation, and this campaign role is where 48 days to election day. I keep asking this the question, do you really care? Does this sink his battleship because of some of the comments he made in Boca Raton? And oh, what a setup that was, huh? Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas. Hey, Tomas. Whoops. 1, 2, 3, over and out. I think he's on that same sub, maybe. He's deep. He's very deep, so there was no way to shake him out of it. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you still have a chance to do it before we hit the post at the tail end of this hour on ATN. Let me throw out the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So you heard me say that Paul Ryan talking about Romney using the choice words obviously inarticulate in his remarks, but what he's saying is what Republicans are standing by when it comes to the government and entitlements. So he softens the blow when he's also asked about it over and over and over and over again at every single stop, and it'll probably be that way more than likely throughout the rest of the week, and then it'll pop up on the Sunday swirl, as I like to call it, when the pundits get a chance to punch the bags. Because when you're in politics, you are a punching bag no matter what. So President Obama has taken the chance to spin the video off the cuff comments in whatever way he wants to. And what he said is that Romney is writing off a big chunk of the country by making the obviously hidden camera statements that he, you know, when he was saying, and he said he didn't know what his opponent was referring to in the video, but was quick to say, one of the things I learned as president, you represent the entire country. If you want to be president, you have to work for everyone. It's a big country. People disagree a lot, but one thing I've never tried to do, this is Obama, and I think none of us can do in public office, is suggest that because someone doesn't agree with me, they're victims or unpatriotic. So that's a slam dunk for the Democrats. But you knew it was going to be the second that it leaked out from May and being held from May until now. But now that it's out, the 47%, that's the big question. The problem with the comment is, as it is being dissected, is the fact that the 47, that number, and the blame game on that, in what Romney said, is a lot of the people that fall into that category are also people who are old people. People who are older, who have paid in, and now, if you want to consider them a liability, they fall into that category because they're not paying taxes unless, for some reason, they are have some kind of a job or something changes. They're not paying it. So we go back to the tax map again. I even looked myself to make sure what I was looking at, and it's true. You know, who doesn't owe any federal income tax, and you're talking about people who are under $50,000 and who falls into that category, which is the median income, which is considered poverty. You know, the people who don't are 71.1 million. 71.1 million. Yeah. We're never getting away from the tax word. This is why I'll say it again. I am so in favor of a fair tax or a flat tax. Really, a flat tax, I think, would be good and it could work. It's just a matter of extracting ourselves from the IRS. And the problem with that is so many people in the government work for the IRS that in my lifetime, if there is ever to be any kind of a different tax system, it's not happening in my lifetime. I think the IRS, the three dreaded letters, here to stay for at least another couple decades. If it was, you know, 2 decades from now the IRS went away, that would be quick. Because I think there's no way. I think the IRS stands, even though so many of us would love to see that switch. There are too many people that would be protecting their little piece of the government pie. That's not going away. That's not going away unless the makeup of Congress really changes. And the presidency changes, too. Dan in Texas. We haven't spoken to him in a couple days. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. I'd like to disagree with Limey Jones. I mean, Miss Jones. And all the rest of the sycophants of the propaganda ministry from Obama. Romney said nothing that wasn't exactly the truth. We got 47 million people on food stamps. We've got too many people that are on the take. We've got a situation to where our stock market is just barely hanging on, even after QE3. We've got Europe going down the tubes. We've got Obama's situation with his Arab Spring bull hockey that he invaded Libya and gave them the guns and necessary where they could kill our ambassador over there. We've got all these things coming to fruition, and yet he thinks that he's going to be our president one more time. Hey, we couldn't trust him the first time. We can't trust him the second time. It's over. Romney is going to kick his butt. There is a revolution taking place in this country. You're not hearing it from the regular people, but I'm telling you, I have been. And I'm a Tea Partier. I know what's coming down. This is going to be the worst, you know what, kicking since Carter got his up comeuppance from Reagan. This guy's going down, and he knows it. There's sweat and blood. You got the left-wing news media all in the tank for Obama, doing everything they can to hang in there and support him. But I'm telling you, this guy's going down.
So, you know, Dan, I heard a lot of that from a lot of people, but I know, like you're saying, that there's other things going on to mobilize more votes, all of that. I've heard that, too, from a lot of people.
It isn't just going to be the presidency. We're going to take the Senate.
That's what I've heard.
It's going to be clear down the dog catcher before a Democrat gets a job.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that thing about this, especially in the Senate races and, of course, the House races.
I'm telling you, this is a revolution coming, girl.
So you say forget the polls. If the polls have it close, who cares?
The polls are designed to get you to be dispirited. This is, when you want to see the polls, the last 2 weeks of the election when the polls come out then, that's when you pay attention to the polls, and they'll have to get their honesty straight and to save their reputation, and they'll come out with the real polls. And you're going to see it. Romney's going to be in the lead. He's going to come on like gangbusters, and he's going to kick this little man all the way back to Kenya.
Dan, thanks. All right, so Dan says forget it, forget the polls. You know, I will say this, he's right about the rumble that's outside of what you're hearing, because we certainly have heard that. We've talked to people at the convention, and we've talked to people outside of the convention, and the two main things are, the one that is hard to explain away, even for Dan, is that there are people that are saying, you know, I'm not going to vote. I'm just not jazzed about Romney. Nice guy, probably, but I don't want to vote for him. I don't like what he stands for. He's not conservative enough for me. I can't go there. I'm not going to do it. And not what they did with the Ron Paul delegates. I don't like it. They ran roughshod over them, and we're not voting. I'm not voting for anyone. I'm staying home for the first time ever in my life. I've heard that from so many people, a surprising number of people, that, you know, how many people stay home versus how many people are disenfranchised, same thing, and they decide, maybe I'll go out, maybe I won't, and they're kind of there in the middle. The key is the mobilization for any of the areas, whether it's local, whether it's state, and of course on the national level, without a doubt. So we'll see if that mobilization word really comes into play when it comes to the actual results. I can't wait. November 6th is a very, very big day.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.